Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy Seis de Mayo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. Class, I've got something I'd like to read to you. Three short things I'd like to read to you. I got an email from two of our students, Rob and Laura. And let me start with this. Dear Vincent and USA Prepares instructors, as it's Teacher Appreciation Week, I wanted to reach out to give you some encouragement and express what your classes have meant to me. You truly have been an inspiration to me, and your guidance has literally been life-changing for my family. To give you some backstory on how discovering USA Prepares has changed my life, roughly around 9 months ago, I picked up Rich Sheehan's book. I couldn't put it down. Sadly, it was a book that I bought a few years ago, and I regret I hadn't read it sooner. I couldn't believe how applicable it was to our current world situation, and I needed to know more. That's when I discovered USA Prepares. I felt like my eyes had been opened to the real world I knew nothing about. I couldn't believe the corruption, the lies. The more I dug into the history, the more I became determined to take control of my family's future, to make some serious changes and no longer believe what we're being fed from the mainstream. Unfortunately, my husband and I have had the two shots, and I was, albeit late, discovering the truth about that. But on to the good news. Since listening to your show and taking everything you said to heart, we're making big changes. I'm 34 years old, British Canadian, and currently living in one of the most expensive areas of British Columbia, Canada. We have a $600,000 mortgage on a duplex with no land. And my husband works long hours in road construction to provide for me and our two sons, age 2 and 4. I promise I'm getting on to the good news. As of June 3rd, we will no longer have the $600,000 ball and chain. We've sold it for $1.4 million. We'll be happy owners of a mortgage-free home, 20 acres. My husband will have a job only 4 minutes away at a local sawmill, and I can start homeschooling my son that starts kindergarten in December. I can't wait to start our garden and raise animals and teach our sons the importance of this way of life. If it wasn't for God leading me to USA Prepares, this would never have happened. I would still be liberal, vegan, and very like every other 30-something-year-old, drowning in debt and sending my boys to the public training camp. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I would love to pay you back and help in some way. I heard you need assistance in building a website for USA Preparers. Unfortunately, I'm not knowledgeable in WordPress, but I can put together websites in Wix. I'd be happy to put together a website for you. It can have courses on it and possibly a monthly subscription for people to access a library of lessons. Just let me know, and they'd be happy to help any way I can. All the best, Vincent, and instructors. Best wishes, Laura. That's from Laura and Rob. And I sent her an email after I received that, and I said, Laura, thank you so much for the kind words. May I read them tomorrow in class? Thank you, Vincent. She responded, hi, Vincent. Thank you for your reply. Yes, absolutely. That would be lovely. It's important for people to know just how your lessons can change lives. It's amazing to think that thanks to you and USA Prepares, it's changed the whole trajectory of two little boys' lives. I was dissatisfied with the way the world was. But thanks to you and your instructors, that I know with my husband, I have the confidence and the motivation to do something about it. Have a great evening, and looking forward to listening to tomorrow's show, Laura. So that is, you know, we don't get a lot of letters like that, but I wanted to read that, and it surely is nice to know, class, that we are making a difference. And that's what 5-Minute University is all about. That's what USA Prepares is all about. I've been working on both. Bert, do you have any comments?
No, that was a touching email. And I guess my only comment would be for every one of those you get, you can probably multiply it by 10 or 100 times of people that have the same sentiments and didn't write in.
Mm-hmm. And I have I received a few more emails this morning, and from Gwyneth. And what I don't know is if Gwyneth will be with us in the next few weeks. She has run out of cell phone credits, and what that really means in terms here in the United States is, she buys prepaid cell phone minutes, and they're called credits in Australia. And she's run out, and she sent me the last email using them, and I believe they ran out either an hour or two ago, or they will run out immediately. I mean, you know, within 45 minutes. So I don't know how I'm going to be able to contact her. I asked Jason if he would make a call to her, see if he could get through. I have no way of calling Australia from the farm. I don't have that service.
Yeah, so, but remember, Vince, on cell phone, the minutes count whether you're receiving the call or making the call. So it's not like a landline.
Not in Australia. She's able to receive. Yeah.
Interesting.
She's able to receive.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the plan that she has so that she can be on the air with us. So Gwyneth has, she has no income, none, and I don't know how to help her. I literally don't. I'm not in a position financially to help her. I can't help her. It's not like I need the money to go to the movies or something like that. I'm trying to keep our farm afloat, literally, and I'm not able to help her. And class, if you have any suggestions on what we can do to help her, she's in a box. In order to get government assistance, she has to take the jab. And she won't do it because she knows it'll kill her. So I admire her for that. She's all alone. She doesn't have a husband, doesn't have a boyfriend. Just Gwyneth, the animals, the farm, in the middle of nowhere in Australia. And her line to the... Well, let me read this. She asked me to write the back cover of her book, Letters to Vincent, and I did that. And I sent it to her yesterday, and in the few minutes that she had remaining on her data, she had remaining on her cell phone, she sent this back to me. So she approved me reading this. I wrote this. And she made it fit the maximum number of words that the cover would allow. So this is the back of the book, Letters to Vincent. This is from me. These are my words. Quote, I've never met Gwyneth Isaacs in person. We are separated by the Pacific Ocean. She's an Ivy League trained environmental scientist who lives in a mud brick farmhouse on 20 acres in a remote area of Victoria, Australia. Her farm has no corporate electricity, water, sewer, cable, nor landline telephone. And her only communication with the world outside her farm is via her cell phone. Nothing is easy for Gwyneth. She farms without a tractor and does not have an operational vehicle. My first encounter with her was when she called into USA Prepares, the radio broadcast classroom on Genesis Communications Network. Her on-air contributions were so noteworthy that I offered her an on-air faculty position, which amounted to her teaching 20% of the classes at USA Prepares. That was over 5 years ago and continues to this day. Between her weekly broadcast classroom appearances, Gwyneth has written hundreds of letters to me on almost every conceivable subject. Letters to Vincent is that set of manuscripts, and I trust that you will enjoy reading them as much as I did. Vincent Finelli, farmer, broadcaster, CEO. I have in my hands the introduction that's inside the book that I wrote for Letters to Vincent. And I have her approval to read these. So this is the second one. This is the introduction inside the book. One of my earliest teachers was Isaac Asimov, a biochemistry professor and prolific author. In the 1960s, he taught us that many of the tedious tasks facing us would be replaced by electric-powered appliances, machines that would do much of the work for us. In class, we also learned that atomic energy would generate low-cost electricity, so low in cost that it would almost be free, and that it would be everywhere. He was correct, sans the part about being almost free. As I look around, I see the machinery he foretold, the washers, the dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, garbage disposals, heat pumps, garage door openers, central vacuum systems, television, security systems, cell phones, computers, barcode scanners, electric cars, and the list that approaches infinity. With all of these intricate innovations, we seem to have less time than we did before they invaded our lives. Letters to Vincent brings us back to those days before the invasion, the days before the smartphone-controlled water softener, the robotic vacuum cleaner, and the wireless cat food feeder. Each of the individual letters is a standalone lesson about a wide variety of topics not usually learned in school. Bow and arrow making, royal families, steam engines, meat rendering, land contouring, breaking a horse, growing lettuce from its core, homeschooling, common law, defending oneself from the system, government sanctioned piracy, scams, cryptocurrency, taking a stand, reconditioning solar power system batteries, the jab, health, living with nature are just the tip of the iceberg. These letters are a culmination of years of research and learning by doing. They are poignant, accurate, focused, and are the starting point for those who want to begin changing their lives right now. I've read them all, as I'm Vincent Finelli, the recipient. Bert and I will be right back. If you can think of a way we can help Gwyneth, please email me, instructor@usapreparis.com, instructor@usapreparis.com. Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Because of word count restrictions, the part that I wrote regarding making tea, when Gwyneth makes tea, she first has to grow the herbs in her garden. And that has to be considered a year before. And she has to collect firewood and dry out the firewood. And that needs to be done, you know, months before. And then she can take the herbs and get the water from her roof that she diverts into a catchment system. And carry a bucket of water into the house, pour it into a tea kettle, light up the wood stove. And when that finally heats up, it can heat the water and she can make some tea. And that's what she does for every broadcast. Every broadcast. She has a cup of tea while she's on the air with us. And she's in the dark because her solar system is vintage. And it doesn't have enough reserve current to carry her through the night, even with LED bulbs. So she's sitting in the dark, on the air, on her cell phone, in her mud brick farmhouse, broadcasting. Now you know the truth. Bert?
Yes, Vince. So I hope she's doing okay there at the pretty much other end of the globe. Vince, we've had a terrible week. Financially, you know, there's no way to sugarcoat it. The Federal Reserve finally got about raising interest rates, which most people now realize should have been done a while ago. You know, there was something funny that used to be called new monetary theory. Did we ever discuss that, or had you heard about that a few years ago? That basically,
oh, sure.
It said you could keep printing money, and the government could just keep printing it and giving it out, and you would do that until you reached full employment and there were no repercussions. And it sounded crazy, but some people believed it. Whether that's what spurred the government to give out all the free money the last 2 years or not, hard to say, but there's no question that the money supply swelled. People were given money not to work, and we did something that was called quantitative easing, and we've discussed what that is before. It, as simply as I can put it, the government spends money it doesn't have, borrows it with bonds, and it basically sells those bonds. But rather than suck money up from the economy, the Federal Reserve then goes in and takes the other side of those bond trades and literally buys the bonds and puts them on the shelf. So, in effect, that's a roundabout way of printing money with no backing, or, you know, kind of what banana republics do. We did it in 2008 and 2009 during the Great Recession, and it seemed to be okay because we had good productivity, at least in the economy, so we didn't have any inflation, but it didn't work that way this time. And obviously we all know we have huge inflation, and they've stopped doing the quantitative easing, but it's probably too little too late. So we have highest inflation in 40 years, and we also have a situation where the Federal Reserve has to raise interest rates significantly, so it's causing dislocations in the housing industry. And, of course, the stock market crashed over 1,000 points yesterday. It's down again today. And we did, you know, I don't think we predicted the stock market crash, but we did say get out of what's gone down the most, and those were the crazy valuation stocks, otherwise known as the Cathie Wood stocks. She was a lady who started a fund that catered to what she called new economy stocks, but in many cases they were stocks that were doing well because of the shutdown of the economy from 2020 to 2021. So those stocks benefited, you know, things like Peloton and different stay-at-home stocks, but really that was a temporary thing, and because of all the money supply going up, the money, there was inflation in those stocks, just like inflation and everything else, and those stocks went to just crazy valuations. And we did, since you remember, we warned the class starting back in December, do not hold any Cathie Wood stocks. Again, we're not financial advisors, we're just our opinion. And those are the stocks that crashed the most, you know, in many cases down 80%. So that's kind of the backdrop we're facing. But when we come back, I'll get into you know, some of the things we can do to prepare for the new economy.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw a consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month, the Labor Department said in a monthly payroll report released Friday. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are preparing to shift people and resources away from red states in anticipation of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Ayman Alcidin, The medical director of Planned Parenthood says blue states, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maryland, and Massachusetts, are taking steps to prepare for increased patients seeking abortions if Roe falls. Now, there is no study on how many lives would be saved if Roe falls, but in 2019 alone, over 629,000 abortions in America took place. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Four astronauts successfully return home from the International Space Station. The crew splashed down underneath parachutes off the coast of Florida at 12:43 a.m. Eastern. For the first time in America's history, a sitting president is appointing a disinformation department that sole purpose is to dictate to Americans what the truth is. Representative Ken Buck, a Republican from Colorado, told Newsmax, hold the phone.
We're Article 1. We have the power of the purse. This announcement by the Department of Homeland Security that they have started a new effort didn't come through the Appropriations Committee. It didn't come through Congress in any way. They just decided they were going to take money that was designated for a different purpose and use it for this board. Completely unconstitutional activity. Senator Paul is absolutely right. What is the government doing deciding what the truth is and what is not the truth? Let the people decide that. We have a marketplace of ideas. We have always encouraged vigorous debate in the marketplace of ideas, and to allow the government, a very left-leaning executive branch, to decide the truth is dangerous.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow. In 1949, there's a book written by a man who penned it using the name George Orwell. The book was called 1984. In the book, 1984, it talked about Big Brother. Big Brother was the ever-invasive and pervasive spying on everyone. And it was written in 1949 saying that this would happen by 1984. Well, here we are. It's not 1984. It's 2022. We have the spying. We have the invasion. It's pervasive. It's everywhere. It's continuous. And now we have the Ministry of Truth, which is the ministry that was described by George Orwell in the book 84, the Ministry of Truth. Class, you are watching the demolition, the controlled demolition of the greatest civilization in the history of the world, the United States of America. You're watching it. And it's brought to you by a guy and his comrades who's in office right now. He's been on the public dole for just about 50 years. You're watching the collapse, the food shortages, the demolition of the economy, the ever-decreasing value of our currency, the shortages, the sicknesses, the diseases. Here we are. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so, you know, Vince, I'm more of a glass half full kind of guy, but I'm very disturbed at anything that has to do with free speech because, you know, the way I look at it is it's sort of like Churchill said, the United States eventually always does the right thing after trying everything else. So, or, you know, I may have it slightly off, but we can't lose free speech, though, because that's the thing that allows people to work out ideas to, you know, throw, doesn't matter if it's a crazy idea, you throw it out there, you discuss it. You know, sometimes the crazy ideas have elements in them that make a lot of sense. So you need to have free speech. And the last thing you need is the government being the arbiter of what's allowed and not allowed. I mean, that would be the end of our country if that happened. And, you know, you would think these people in charge have a little better forethought than to literally, I mean, they literally created the Ministry of Truth. I mean, it's just crazy. And I suggest anyone can go Google the interview with Senator Rand Paul and Homeland Security Mayorkas. And God knows why Homeland Security Department has to run a Ministry of Truth and Information. I thought their job was protecting us from foreign threats and missiles and spies and those kind of things, not policing our airwaves and internet to decide what they like and don't like. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. It should unite all people of all political persuasions, but it's not because some people, I guess, perceive it as it's going to go in their favor, so they support it. But be careful, because once censorship starts, who knows who it's going to go against, right? I mean, let's hope USA Prepares can stay on the air. So, Vince, that leads me. I just, you know, we don't.
Right, I don't know. I don't know if that is going to happen.
Well, you know, let's cross our fingers, but. You know, we're on a good network, Genesis.
We're on the best network. We are on the best network on the planet. Bert, let me share something. Let me share something
sure.
with you that you may not know. I know you've known me a long time.
Yeah.
But in the 70s, I was hired to build a computer system for the federal government. And this system was designed to help people who were in need, people who had handicaps of all kinds, visual, movement, mental, all kinds of handicaps. And this system would enable the government to figure out who the clients were. That's what they're called, clients. Who the clients were. And what they needed, the diagnostics, the meeting with the doctors, the eye doctors, the medical doctors, you know, what these handicapped people needed in order to become productive citizens. I thought it was a really good thing. What I learned while I was building this system was that 50%, plus or minus 1%, 50% of the money that was allocated to helping the handicapped people went to the administration of helping the handicapped people. So if a dollar went in at the state level to help handicapped people, 50 cents of it was used in the salaries and the administration of spending the other 50%. So when you talk about how these kinds of things happen, how is it possible that any organization could say, I'll tell you what, I got a great idea. You give us a dollar and we'll get 50 cents of it to where you think it's going to go. The rest we're going to keep. The rest we're going to spend on ourselves. That's what happened. That's the truth.
Yeah, Vince, you know where that's happening right now is with the homeless problem. The government and different NGOs and are giving money to these groups that are there to help the homeless, but the groups are bureaucracies in and of themselves, so these organizations are taking the money to pay themselves and their staff and their overhead, and what ends up going to the homeless is just the small, I mean, that actually goes to literally help them, and actually even that is not helping them, because all it's doing is it's creating an industry where there's the homeless is going up. So as these agencies go in to try and help the homeless, all it's doing wherever they're doing this is attracting more people to go move into these homeless camps, and it just keeps going up. So somebody's needs to try something else, because I know it's probably not a problem in your neck of the woods, Vince, but out here on the coast and, of course, in most major cities, there's a tremendous homeless problem, and it's getting worse.
We have homeless here. It's just that they're spread out. There are people living in tents, literally, living in tents. I can walk there. I can walk to where people are living in tents. No kidding. They've left the city, and they figured that if you're going to have a tent, you're better off in the middle of nowhere where people aren't going to rip your tent down and throw it away. At least they can keep their tent, you know, in one place. There's trash everywhere. I mean, yes, it's here. It's not as expansive or it's not as concentrated. You can't bring a camera and just, you know, walk two blocks and see tent after tent or cardboard box after cardboard box. But it's here in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. It's here. People with their entire life's possessions fit in that tent. In their cheesy tents.
Well, we need some more creative thinking on to how, because obviously what people are doing, and even some of it well-intentioned, it's not helping the problem. So, you know, I don't think we're going to solve it on USA Prepares, but we can encourage people to think out of the box, because something different's got to be done, because it just keeps getting worse and worse. And I know part of it is the backdrop of the economy and what's going on, but it's really more than that, right? I mean, what is encouraging people to just move into these camps? It just doesn't make sense. And I don't know if government housing is the answer, but something's got to be done. And of course, what a lot of people don't say is it's a drug problem as well. And most of these people, not all of them, but a good portion, perhaps more than half, they basically have drug addiction problems and substance abuse problems. So, and then, of course, there's a mental health element to it. And if you don't have mental health issues when you're going into the camp, you probably have them after living there for a while. So it's a big problem. People want to address it, but for whatever reason, the right things aren't being done. So but I did want to mention when we come back from the next break a couple of things that are going on in the economy, as there's obviously a big change in what's happening, and we can't keep just spending money at like we had done the last 2 years. So it's going to be some dislocations and changes, and the only good news out there is at least right now, for the time being, unemployment is relatively low. And there are jobs out there. I know here in California, despite all the bad news, there's many more job openings than there are people to fill it. So there are some bright spots, but things are just dislocated. It's just a very strange economy that we're going through now. So it's going to take a different way of thinking, I think, to solve things and make life better for people.
You know, I keep hearing that there are these jobs, but on Ground Zero, here's what I'm hearing. I mean, I'm reading that there are jobs. I'm reading the government propaganda. But on Ground Zero, what I'm hearing is people are applying for jobs. And they have to apply electronically. They have to, there's no going in. There's no meeting with the, you know, human research department or the personnel department. There's none of that. You apply online. And then your resume, your experience profile gets emptied into a bit bucket. You know, it disappears. And sometimes you get calls by headhunters. And headhunters are people who are the middlemen. They are self-proclaimed middlemen. And they'll call you up and say, hey, I understand that there's this position and you've got, you're the perfect candidate for it. And they'll say, okay, so we need pictures of you and we need your resume and we need an updated resume and send it to us. And the candidate, if you will send the resume and never hear back. Never hear back. And that's what's happening. People don't hear back. But on the other side of the coin, the people who apply for jobs don't show up for their interviews either. So it's a mess. This new monetary system has created a world in which people don't want to work.
That's true.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
That's very true. There's people
that
have just, you know, as they used to say in England, on the dole, getting paid not to work. But I will say, Vince, there are companies, at least in California, you can drive by. You know, whether it's restaurants or different, you know, health clubs, whatever, hosting, we need people. And so there are job openings. It's just, like you said, a lot of people, for whatever reason, don't want to work.
Yeah, health clubs and restaurants, those are super spreader locations. Just like the White House Correspondents' Dinner that you're going to find out was a super spreader event. It's absolutely true. We forecasted it, and it's true. It's happened.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just got an email from Luke Cassidy, USA Prepares instructor. I'm going to read it to you. Vinny, I'll throw in $100. I'll throw $100 in the pot if you want to take up a collection for Gwyneth. Lou. End quote. Class, we don't do this. But I think it's so extreme. Gwyneth, it's not like Gwyneth goes out to restaurants and eats. When she finds roadkill, there's a big grin on her face thinking, dinner tonight. I'm not kidding. If you'd like to participate in that, I'll have to figure out how to do it. Please send me an email. Instructor@usapreparers.com. Instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usapreparers.com. Lou, thank you so much. I'll let y'all know exactly what we're going to do to help Gwyneth. Lou, thank you. You're number one. You were first. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, what about a GoFundMe page or something like that, provided they don't take it down, because she's on USA Prepares. But how about something like that?
Will you help me figure out how to do that?
Well, I've never done it, but I'll try and I'll research it for you, sure.
Okay. Class, if you've done it or if you know how to do it, please email me, instructor@usapreparers.com. This is serious. I'm very serious about this.
And then once you set up a page like that, you just direct people to go to it, and then the website takes care of managing everything, and I'm sure they take a cut, but I don't think it's very much. And like I said, the only problem is really they've gotten kind of political, and they take down a lot of stuff if they, you know, get complaints or whatever from people, which is crazy, but that's been known to happen. So, hey Vince, I wanted to throw out there something that, I know we don't talk a lot of politics, but I just wanted to throw out there for our class to know that there actually is a third political party, and it's not that large, but it's probably our third largest party, believe it or not, in the United States. And so, and this political party believes in a lot of the things we espouse on USA Prepares. That's independence, taking care of yourself, most important, liberty. And I'm talking about the Libertarian Party. It's something that class may want to just check out. It's larger in some parts of the country where there are candidates on the ballot. In California, we have a thing where the two top candidates in the primary go forward to the final election, which is kind of crazy because since the Democratic Party is so big in California, what you end up having in some cases is literally the final election in November with two Democratic candidates. So it's kind of a crazy system. But there is the Libertarian Party, and they stand for, I know, a lot of things you believe in as well, Vince, and that's taking, you know, personal responsibility, taking care of your family. Most important, government getting out of doing a lot of the things that it's been doing the last several years. Generally, Libertarian Party supports a military, but a small military, no foreign intervention, basically, for defense. It supports, basically, having a government maybe for roads and things like that, but schools should be run locally, not through, certainly not through the federal government. And the same thing goes for things like, different type of public services. They should be done locally, not through the federal government, who, you know, how do they really know what's best for different parts of the country and different people? So just throwing that out there, some, you know, you can look into it. Class can research it in their communities and see how large it is and how big the Libertarian Party is in their towns and cities and states. But it is an alternative. So I know a lot of people get frustrated because they look at Democratic candidates and Republican candidates, and there's not so much different, and they're both spending money like drunken sailors. And, you know, maybe one party spends a little more money than the other, but there's a lot of times not much difference. So I'm just throwing that out there, Vince, for the class to look at.
Okay. We got off track. Why don't we get back on track?
I hear the dog barking.
Yeah, that's Tara. Her first name is Tara. Her last name is Bull. And her full name is Terrible, literally. And, yeah, she's barking. She's saying that I'm looking out the studio window, and she sees our son and Mrs. Finelli in the pickup truck. They went to the end of the driveway. Check the fence. We've had massive flooding here. We've had 5 inches of rain in 2 days. Massive, massive flooding. And
well,
I just
Vince,
went to the she's terrible sees it.
Vince, when we come back, we have something very important to discuss, something we've talked about a while, and now a new study's come out highlighting the dangers of new 5G deployment. So I think it's important for us to discuss this with the class when we come back.
Class, this is a blockbuster. What you're about to hear is terrifying. It's terrifying. And it's being rolled out with the blessing of a small area on the East Coast, Washington, D.C., 100 square miles, telling us all what to do. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.